All right. Well, in a brand new series entitled Bold Faith, you can go to Hebrews 10 and 23. I'll be there in just a moment. Hebrews, the 10th chapter and the 23rd verse. How many are believing God to do some amazing things? Anybody out there said, I'm just believing God to open some doors, to make some way? Anybody believing for increase? Anybody believing God for better relationships? Anybody just believing God for the supernatural to take place in their life? And I'm telling you that how many know God can do absolutely anything but fail in your life? But it's only to the degree that you are willing to have faith. And for the context of this series, I want to talk to you about having bold faith. I mean, not just believing, but believing big. Not just dreaming, but dreaming big. Not just saying he's God, but he's a big God that can do anything but fail. And to the degree that you are bold in faith, you will see amazing things happen in your life. As we were in Houston this week and my man of God was teaching and those kind of things, so many things begin to come up in my heart and in my spirit. And as even my man of God told his stories, I remember in the early days, I didn't have any stories to tell, so I had to tell all his stories. But the longer I lived and the more I lived by faith and operated the principles of faith, I got a whole bunch of my own stories. Isn't that right? And that's even for you. When you're starting out in faith, you might not have your own stories, but you hear all my stories, you tell my stories. You got it. Well, this was what happened with Pastor, and Pastor told God this, and God told Pastor that. So Pastor started declaring it showed up in his life, and if it showed up in my pastor's life, it'll show up in my life. You got it? And so being bold in faith is what got me where I am today. Being bold in faith is what got me where I am today. Boldness puts you on a track to seeing the supernatural power of God at work in your life. And I'm here to tell you that we live in a day and time where we need to see the supernatural power of God at work in our lives. Go with me to Hebrews, the 10th chapter and the 23rd verse. Hebrews, the 10th chapter and the 23rd verse. There it is on the screen. It says, let us do what, class? Hold fast the profession of our faith without what? All right, so let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering or without giving up. For the writer says, for he is faithful that promised. And so the writer tells us that we have to hold fast to our profession or our confession of faith. In other words, don't change your mind. He says, without wavering. Why do you think he says without wavering? Because he understands that faith is a process, and sometimes it's going to take some time for some things to manifest in your life. And during that season of waiting, he even knows that the enemy will put negative thoughts in your mind to tell you it's not going to happen, it's not going to work. Why are you believing like that? Why are you sowing seed? Why are you going to church? Why are you even trying? You might as well give up. And so the writer says, hey, you've got to, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the devil says, no matter if people walk off, you have to hold fast to your profession of faith without wavering. Watch this, because it's not based on situations. It's not based on people. It's not based on what the devil says. The writer says, for he is faithful that promise. So I have to have faith in the faithfulness of God. How many know that God, his word is always good? It's not sometimes good. It is always good. And so you have to have faith in the faithfulness of God, because Satan wants to disappoint you. He wants to distract you, and he wants to dissatisfy you with the faith process. All right. And so, you know, you got to understand everything about God is a process. Things don't happen overnight, but they happen over time. That is why the writer teaches us that you know, we have to put on patience. You got it? And, you know, and when I put on patience doesn't mean that I go sit down and I don't do anything. You got it? It doesn't mean that I don't go sit down and I don't say anything. Patience doesn't mean that I'm, you know, sitting by the dock of the bay waiting on time to roll away. No. When I put on patience, I'm still working my faith principles. I'm still boldly confessing the word of God. I'm still giving. I'm still serving. You got it? But in the process, I put on patience because I know that even though it hadn't showed up today, I'm going to bed tonight in expectation that when I wake up tomorrow, something supernatural is going to happen in my life. And so, so you can't be fooled by the enemy. Everybody say, don't be fooled by the enemy. Look at your neighbor. Tell them, don't be fooled. Yeah, look at your second choice. Look at your other neighbor and tell them, don't be. I don't know why they didn't choose you the first time, but, you know, it's okay. Still feel good about you because God feels good about you. Amen. All right. But you have to understand. You got to get this. That God wants to give you the desires of your heart.
And you have to, and you know, because what happens is when you're believing for something, especially if it's too big for you, if you're not careful, you know, our intellect, you know, reasoning, human logic, all those things try to override the principles of faith that are established in the Word of God. And that is why you have to hold fast that any time I step out, I'm never stepping out on my ability, I'm stepping out on God's ability. So even though I'm not able, it's okay because He is. Does that make sense? And so He wants to give you the desires of your heart. Man, my man of God read this a verse in Psalms 81, and I'm telling you, something leaped on the inside of me. Psalms, the 81st chapter and the 10th verse. Psalms, the 81st chapter and the 10th verse. He says, I am the Lord who? So that's, in other words, He's saying, I'm your God. I'm not just God, but I'm your God. You got it. If I was, you know, Jay's in the back. He's on the camera. You know, I'm not just a dad, but I'm Jay's dad. So I'm very specific. You understand what I'm saying? Well, that's what God is saying. He says, I am the Lord, your God. Watch this. And He begins to talk about His resume, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. I brought you from a bad place to a good place. I brought you out of bondage into freedom. Right? And watch what He says. He says, open thy... How far?
Wide.
How far?
Wide.
Do you know what the word wide means?
Wide.
I mean wide. Like open your mouth. Wide. He says, I am the Lord. Oh, my God, I got to calm down because I don't want to get too excited. All right. He says, I am the Lord, your God. I brought you out of bondage and I've already brought you into a place of freedom. And now that you are in a place of freedom, I want you to open your mouth wide and watch this. And when you open your mouth wide, I will not disappoint. I will not let you down. I will not make you ashamed. He said, the only thing I'm going to do is I'm going to fill it. And so my question is, how wide have you been opening your mouth? Oh, my God. All right. And so He says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. How many know God will fill any bag you give Him as long as you give it to Him in faith? And so the key is understanding that I have, watch this, I've got to give God my bag, watch this, in faith, watch this. But some of you all have to be bold enough to give God a bigger bag. No, man, I was just so blessed this week, and my man of God is teaching, you got it, there's a couple times a year that really do a lot for your pastor, and this is one of those weeks because I'm the one always pouring, and you're listening to me, and it's good, but it's wonderful when I get to sit down at His feet, and it becomes, you know, really begins to be a blessing to me, and I started, when He said that, I said, bless God, I said, that's right. I need to give God a bigger bag because He says, I want to give you more and more. And after I give you that, I don't have a problem with giving you a little bit more. But it's according to your faith, be it unto you. Does that make sense? Now, we understand that when He gives us more, it's so that we can be a blessing in the earth because we are blessed to be a blessing. Isn't that right? And so it takes the same process of faith to believe for a piece of bread as it does a loaf of bread. So you might as well believe for the loaf. Isn't that right? Yeah. Everybody say, I might as well believe for the loaf. Luke 1 and 37 in the Amplified, it says, for with God, with who?
God.
All right. For with God, nothing is ever impossible. And no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. And so the writer says, for with God, he says, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. And so God says, I'm going to give you my word, but not only am I going to give you my word, I'm going to back it up with my power to perform it. So what we really don't understand a lot of times is that as we begin to walk by faith and as we begin to believe God, watch this, God is really the one that's doing most of the work. You got it? I have to do the believing, I have to do the confessing, but God is the one that does the manifesting. You got it? And how many know it doesn't cost you anything to believe? How many know it doesn't cost you anything to open your mouth wide and confess some things that you need to happen in your life? And so what happens is, he says, not only do I give you my word, but I back it up with my power to perform it. So if I say, by my stripes you're healed, watch this. He says, I just want you to boldly confess it. And so watch this. You have to have the faith that, watch this. You have to have faith, trust, and I got to calm down. You have to have faith, trust, and confidence in this word. If you have faith, trust, and confidence in this word, watch this, even though you got a bad report from the doctor, you will boldly confess out of your mouth that, Father, I thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, I'm already healed, that Jesus bore my sickness and disease on a tree, that I am the healed, resisting sickness and disease, right? And watch it, and you keep saying it, and you keep saying it, and you keep, if a week goes by and it hadn't changed, what do? Keep saying it, right? If 2 weeks go by and it hadn't changed, what do? Keep saying it. If a month goes by and your situation has not changed, what do? You keep saying it. Why? Because Hebrews 10 and 23 says you've got to hold fast to your profession of faith without wavering, because he is faithful that prompt. In other words, he's going to perform it. And so I have to have faith in the faithfulness of God. So watch this. So now I'm confessing it. I'm confessing it. I'm confessing it. I'm confessing it. Watch it. And then at some point, he backs it up with his power to perform it, and it manifests in our life. All right? So everybody say, I do the believing. I do the confessing. He does the manifesting. All right? So real quick, if you're taking notes, John 32 and 27 says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. He says, is there anything too hard for me? So what may be hard for man, what may be impossible for man, is possible with God, right? All right, so even though God has his plan, how many know the enemy has his own plan? And so even though the enemy has his own plan, we don't need to get in fear, but we need to understand his plan so that we won't be ignorant concerning Satan's devices. Right? And so for the first thing the devil wants to do, I had such a good conversation with my son last night, and we were starting to talk, and I was almost done with my lesson, and so I taught this part of my lesson to him, all right? So the first thing that the enemy wants to do is he wants to intimidate you. That's the first thing he wants to do. He wants to intimidate you. He wants to talk you out of what God's word says because of your current situation. That's right. It's all on the same screen, so you can go ahead and take a picture of it. He wants to intimidate you. He wants to irritate you. He wants to isolate you, and he wants to incriminate you. That's what he wants to do, but how many know he's already defeated? All right? So the writer says, don't be ignorant concerning Satan's devices. In other words, don't be fooled by the enemy, because there's nothing new under the sun. You understand what I'm saying? How many know the devil still has his old bag of tricks that he's always had? Right? And so I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to worry about him intimidating me. I'm not going to worry about him irritating me. I'm not going to worry about him trying to isolate me or trying to incriminate me. Now, let's go through these. Thank you for that. All right? So the first thing he wants to do is he wants to intimidate you. He wants to talk you out of what God's word says you can already have based on your current situation. So what happens is you will be in a current situation that's less than desirable. It's a situation that you really don't want to be in. And so what he'll do is he'll come. How many know, he'll sit on, how many know the devil will sit right on your shoulder and talk to him, talk to you if you let him? You got it? And so, and watch this. That's why you got to learn how to not listen to him. So he'll talk to you and he'll tell you, you've been in this, for a long time. Matter of fact, you got out of it one time, but then you got right back in it. So you might as well just, don't even worry about it. Listen, some other good things going to happen for you, but this one ain't going to work out. Because that's what the devil would do. He'd try to promise you something later so you can just get out of faith for the thing that you're believing for right now. Right? And so you got to, so when the enemy is talking to you, how many know you got to talk back? Yeah. And so when he's talking to you, no, you got to tell him what the word of God says. And so if it's something going on in your body, you got to tell him, man, it is written that by the stripes of Jesus, I'm already healed. If you're experiencing lack, you've got to tell him, it is written that he supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so what happens is you've got to start talking back to the devil. And to the degree that you start talking back to the devil, you resist him. And the Bible says that if you resist the enemy, what's going to happen? He's going to flee. So you got to tell the devil the situation. Watch this. This situation won't change. The word of God will change my situation. My situation won't change the word, but the word of God will change my situation. And so that's why, to the degree I keep saying what the word says and keep saying what the word says, I'm going to see the word manifest in my life. So I'm not going to let the devil intimidate me. Second thing, you know, I'm believing for a car and all my friends have gotten new cars. You got it. And I'm still pulling up with my old car. That don't intimidate me. No, I'm not worried about that. I called a man of God last night, and we are both believing for something incredible. You got it? I don't want to get ahead of myself. Oh, where does the time go when you need it? And so my man of God was talking about an agreement, and he was talking about some things. I'm going to give you a few things about agreement, how it works, and give you a criteria for agreement. And he began to speak into our lives, and he began to say that Oral Roberts got an agreement with him on something. And Oral Roberts told him, I agree with you, and I will not come out of agreement. I will not come out of it. So I called this man of God last night because I know he's probably the only one that's believing for this thing that I'm believing for, right? And so I said, hey, lady and I, we were on the plane, and we started confessing some things, just some big things we're believing for that are bigger than us. You got it? And I said, so after I got done praying with her before I went to sleep, because I slept on that plane, yes, I did. And so the Lord said, now call so-and-so. You got it? And tell him that I told you to call him. You got it? And tell him, you know, ask him, is he in faith for it? Be sure he's in faith. And tell him that you are going to set your faith with him, that you're going to get an agreement, and you are not going to come out of agreement. You got it? And man, he started speaking in the spirit on the other, you got it? And so then he told me, well, I'm in agreement with you, and I'm not going to come out of agreement. And then he said, well, let's pray. So he started praying first, and then after he started praying, then I started praying. You got it? And we begin to decree that God is going to raise up somebody somewhere to use their power, their ability, and their influence to help us prosper. And we declare that no matter what happens, that we are not going to come out of agreement. And I told him, Doc, if it happens for me first, you got it, then you celebrate me, but I'm not going to come out of agreement until it happens for you. But if it happens for you first, you celebrate me, and I'm not going. You understand what I'm saying? All right. And so. But what happens is, watch this. So if in a few months it happens for him, you got it, and it has not happened for me, the enemy will try to intimidate me. And the next time I see him, you got it, I'm thinking of what happened for him, and it has not happened for me yet. And now the enemy will see, it ain't going to happen for you, you got it? It's not supposed to, or your faith ain't working. Man, you cannot be ignorant concerning the Satan's devices. That is just a trick from the enemy to scale back your expectation. So I already told him, man, if it happens for you, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to come to your city and run all around your church. Because if God is blessing my neighbor, y'all don't hear me in the house, he's in the neighborhood. And that is why when good things happen for people in this church, don't get upset. Don't start saying, God, why not me? No, you got to say, I'm going to celebrate him, but I'm next. I'm next for my blessing. I'm next for my miracle. I'm next for the overflow. I'm next for my healing. I'm next in line because God is doing something. And if he's doing something, he's got to do something for me. Does that make sense? So don't let him intimidate you. Don't let him irritate you. He'll try to irritate you with frustration, negative reports from people. You got it? Sometimes people will try to discourage you. That's why you can't tell everybody your dreams. That's why you can't tell everybody what you're believing for. You understand? There's some things that I'm believing for that I'm not telling nobody but my wife. You got it? Because people, oh, I don't know about that. The writer just said, is there anything too hard for God? So my thing is either you're going to believe the word or you're not going to believe the word. So you got to quit asking God for a toothpick when you need a tree. He said, I will give you the whole forest. I am God and there's nobody like me. Jesus. So he'll try to intimidate you. He'll try to irritate you. Then he'll try to isolate you. He'll try to make you get all by yourself because he wants you to be ashamed during your faith fight because it has not happened yet. I remember when I was believing God for the land here. Before we ever built this, I was believing God for the land here, and I was going to Dino's to get a haircut, and he was cutting my hair, and there was a guy there, and he said, "Hey, Rev, y'all built that building yet?" Now he know we hadn't built that building. He already knew we hadn't built that building. You got it? Because everybody heard that we was, all of us was going around telling everybody we building and breaking ground this year in Jesus' name. It's getting to the end of the year. And so I'm just going to mind my own business to get me a haircut. You understand what I'm saying? Say, hey, Rev, you build that. Now, you know we ain't built that building yet. But what the enemy will try to do is he will try to make you get ashamed because it has not happened yet. But the Bible says that the kingdom of God is as if a man, watch this, would sow seed, you got it, into the ground, and night and day, watch this, in other words, I go to bed and I get up, and the seed starts begin to spring up and grow, and he knoweth not how. First the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. That's in Mark 4, right? And so I got the principle that it does not matter what it looks like. If I just keep going to bed and waking up and going to bed and waking up and going to bed and wait, one day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to see God do something in my life. So I'm sitting there, and you know, when people try to, you know, throw pop shots at you, you got to be ready quick. You understand what I'm saying? And so what I told him was, you just keep going to bed and waking up. Now, he didn't understand what I was talking about. But my whole thing is, I'm not going to back up in faith. I'm not going to be intimidated. So even though it has not happened yet, I believe I received that it's already done in Jesus' name. Oh, man. All right. I'm still in my beginning. Amen. All right. So he wants to intimidate you. He wants to irritate you. He wants to isolate you. And then he wants to incriminate you. He wants to remind you of your past mistakes in an attempt to get you to cancel your faith. That's what he wants to do. Because let's just be honest, we've all made mistakes. We've all messed up. We've all had faith failures before. I mean, I know we don't like to talk about it. I know we don't like to admit it. But truth be told, I put both hands up. There are times in our life that we just missed the mark. You got it? And so I used to see a saying or a T-shirt, whenever the devil reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. You got it? And so, but what happens is you have to remember, that when the enemy comes at you to remind you of your past, watch this, you cannot allow him to incriminate you. The Bible says that he is the accuser of the brethren. But let me help you. Jesus has already taken care of that over 2,000 years ago on Calvary when he said, it is finished. Yeah, you got it? He went down into the lower parts. You know the story. He gave gifts to men. He ascended. You got it? He, watch this. He presented himself to God. He now sits at the right hand of the throne of God. He's interceding for you and he's interceding for me, right? So watch this. So the blood of Jesus has taken care of anything that I've ever done or anything that I will ever do. So watch this. I am the righteousness of God, not in James McIver. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So it's not my righteousness, but it is his righteousness. So the reason I'm able to come boldly before the throne of grace is because when I come boldly before the throne of grace, not only does God see me, but he sees that I've already given my life to Jesus and I've already been covered in the blood of Jesus and is taking care of everything, giving me access to the Father, that when I say this is what I want, God said, I'll do it for you. Does that make sense? So righteousness is not about performance, but position. It's not about performance, what I've got to do. It's about position. I am in Christ Jesus. Therefore, that's what makes me righteous. So you cannot incriminate me because God is going to do amazing things in my life. Does that make sense? All right. That's why Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, what's going to happen? You shall reap if you what? You shall reap if you just don't quit. You shall reap if you just don't give up. How many know as saints of God, you're going to go through some stuff? The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. He says, but he doesn't stop there. He says, but the Lord shall deliver him out of them, out of them, out of them. So not out of some of them, but he's going to deliver me out of everyone. So it doesn't matter if I got myself in something last week and he delivered me last week and now I'm here in this week and I got myself something this week. God says, I am committed that I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you, that I'm going to be with you to the end. So if week after week after week after week, I will do whatever I have to do to deliver you out of every single one of them. As a believer, you got to learn how to take a licking and keep on ticking. As a believer, you have to learn how to be bold in faith and understand that my trust, my confidence, and my reliance is in the Word of God. And watch this, and the Word of God will not fail. The Word of God will not fail. That's why you got to stay away from small-minded people. Yeah. You know, people tell you, you can't do this and you can't do that. And I will be careful. I will, you know, and that's why I said you can't tell everybody your dreams. You got it? You know, anybody, is there anybody in the room like, I mean, you believing for something really big? Like, you know, yeah, there's some people that's believing for some real big. You can't tell everybody what you're believing for. You got it? Because then they start looking at you. You ever told somebody on accident what you were believing for just because you were so excited and in faith to find out that they don't have the same level of faith that you have? And you're like, well, I shouldn't have told them that. You got it? Because what happens is they start looking at you funny. You got it? And you have to fix yourself not to get upset with them. You got it? Because you just have to realize they don't have the same level of faith that you have. And that's why you got to stay away from people that are small-minded and hang around people of like precious faith that will believe like you believe. And that way, if we're in agreement together, even if you see me backing up, you say, no, we don't do that. We walk by and not by. And so you have to stay away from small-minded people. People will impose limitations on you, and the danger of them imposing limitations is that it hinders your expectation. When my expectation has been hindered, my faith has nothing to work with. The Bible says faith is a substance of things hoped for. So when you've hindered my expectation, you have now defrauded my hope. And my thing is, who are you to tell me what I can have and cannot have, where I can go and cannot go, what I can do and cannot do? Until you make you a world and you a Bible, I'm going to follow this one. But my God says that he is not going to supply some of my needs. He's going to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But watch this. Watch this. But I can't. Oh, where's the time? You saying go ahead, but I got another group of people behind y'all saying, Pastor, why'd you go over? Jesus. Oh, okay. Oh, man, if I had time, everybody say if you had time. Oh, but that's okay, because we're going to pick all of this up next week. Yes, we are. Yes, we are, because we got life groups, and you're going to come to life groups on Tuesday night. Yes, you are. All right, man. Oh, Jesus. Lord. Okay, all right. No, that's what we're going to do. Okay, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. I got it. No, because you have to be bold in faith. And watch this. If you're not careful, watch this. Play something soft, because that's the only way I'm going to stop, Courtney, because I feel myself going into another gear. But that'll kind of slow me down. That way you'll know I got to go. Yeah, something very metacritical. Listen to me. Please listen to me, and I'm closing. The enemy knows. What did I say? Knows he can't whip you. He already knows he can't whip you. So he tries to wear you out. And so that's why you can't be intimidated. That I don't care if I've been in this fight for 2 years, the fight's not over till I win. I don't care if it seemed like I was in this fight and it seemed like I got out of it and I got the victory and then something happened, I had a relapse, it doesn't matter, the fight's not over till you win. If you keep swinging, you're going to hit something. You have to have faith in the faithfulness of God. And so over these next few weeks, I want you to come and I want you to bring your friends. I want you to start telling people, because we need to start walking in this bold faith. In some of my lessons, I'm going to go back to the ABCs and show you exactly how faith works. Because, you know, we got new people coming to our church every week. We praise the Lord for that. And we want everybody to be at the same place. But he can't whip you. Listen, so he tries to wear you out. He tries to wear you out with all these negative thoughts. He tries to wear you out with bringing, you know, somebody negative into your life. He tries to wear you out with the situation that you thought was going to work that didn't work. Don't let the devil wear you out. Can I tell you what some of y'all need to do? Some of y'all need to wake up a little bit earlier than you've been waking up. And you need to go right to the podcast. And we have, what, last year, year and a half on there. You got it? And I was talking with Jay, and we were talking about a situation. So I pulled up my podcast. And I said, hey, you go to my podcast. If you don't want to go to my podcast, go to Uncle Evans. You know, Pastor Evan to you, but that's his uncle. You got to go to Uncle Murphy. You understand what I'm saying? Go and listen to them. But you got to listen to the word. You have to listen to the word. I reminded myself this week that that's how I got to where I am. All, man, I would listen to the word because I was on the ice cream truck, so I could do that. But, I mean, if I was on the ice cream truck 6 hours, I'd listen to the word the whole 6 hours. I'm selling ice cream, but it's still playing over there. And I hear my man of God just teaching the word and teaching the word and teaching the word. And sometimes we don't understand that the word is fuel. And sometimes the reason why you feel a little bit empty or you feel a little bit drained is because you're really not listening to the word. And so I don't care if it's me. I don't care if, you know, who, as long as it's somebody good in faith. You understand what I'm saying? I don't care who you listen to. You got it. But you got to listen to that word. That's why we give all of our stuff away free. If you go to our podcast, it's absolutely free. Why? Because we just want to make sure that you get the word. And to the degree that you get the word, it'll change your life. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Believers are praying all over the building. Father, we thank you for your word.